The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, curator Stanton Thomas explains how the museum's collection grew in 1961 thanks to an empire of five and dime stores.
If you're a collector, particularly of fine arts, it is hard not to envy Samuel H. Kress. He bought rare European Old Master paintings by the hundreds at a time when they were out of fashion and the dollar was strong. How big was Kress's collection? Let's just say at one point he donated over 2,000 works of art to the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. Kress wasn't born rich. He rose from humble beginnings as a school teacher in Pennsylvania. Then, in 1896, he launched a chain of dime stores. The first one was here, in Memphis, on South Main Street. On opening day, Memphians nearly bought out his entire stock. S.H. Kress & Company soon became a huge national chain, and in 1929, the wealthy unmarried man, in his mid-60s, created a foundation to spread his enthusiasm for European art and architecture. In 1961, the Kress Foundation made an incredible gift to the Brooks Museum, 29 Italian masterpieces of painting and sculpture. Visitors can now feast their eyes on a Renaissance altarpiece, or imagine floating down the Grand Canal of Venice in a painting by Canaletto. I like to think that his first gift to the Brooks in 1928, Lorenzo de Credi's lovely Madonna and Child with St. John the Baptist, was a gesture of gratitude. Our city helped launch his empire of dime stores, and those dimes came back to us as priceless treasures. I'm Stanton Thomas, curator of European and decorative art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.